The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay, very good. And we're back in. This is the National Intel Report from Republic Broadcasting. This is John Stackmiller's program, but P.J. Barton sitting in today. John is traveling up north. I think I don't got to see. And I'm sure he'll be reporting on that. And as I say, talk about fighting back and speaking back. Here's a good example. I'll play it now. There's a Wyoming rancher called Mike Galloway. His family do a regular blog, and they're not doing the vanity. They're working their backside off in Wyoming. That's a tough state to be farming in. I've driven through Wyoming. Spectacular landscape. But it's only 2.5 minutes. This is Mike Galloway taking Mike Bloomberg apart, who hasn't a bull's notion about the problems of farming and ranching. But this is him, Mike has it there, replying to Mike Bloomberg's ignorant comments about farming. Okay?
And we'll Hi, see it now. I'm Mike Galloway, a farmer and a rancher in northeast Wyoming. Michael Bloomberg's comments about farmers shows he has no idea what goes into becoming a farmer, a rancher, or a caretaker of this land. We work 365 days a year in every weather condition imaginable and often by ourselves. We fix our own equipment, care for newborn animals, pray for more rain or less rain, get up before the sun and go to bed late into the evening. We plan every year for the best and prepare for the worst. We research and learn new seed and crop developments and study the bull or semen catalog until our eyes go blurry. We put the seed in the ground, then we add water and nutrients at just the right time so we can produce more and more food every year off the same amount of land. We help a pregnant cow deliver her calf when she's too tired or the calf is too big. We administer medicines when necessary and help weak calves eat by placing a tube directly into their belly. When things go wrong, we shed a tear and then we go back to work. During calving, planting, haying, or harvest, there's no scheduled work hours. There's just a job to be done, and we stop only when the last bit of work is finished. We live off of one or two paychecks a year. We stretch every dollar as far as it can go, and we help our neighbors when they call, and they return the favor when we call for their help. We raise our children to be farmers, leaders, blue-collar workers, or anything else they could ever dream of. Often on the same land that we grew up on. 12 years ago, I worked in an office. I had no idea how hard it was to be a farmer or a rancher. I never thought about it. The food was just at the grocery store. I now take pride in being a rancher and in raising the next generation of ranchers. I fight every day for this life, land, and animals. And I'll continue that fight until the day I die with my wife and my family right along with me. Michael Bloomberg, okay. You have absolutely no idea what it takes to be a farmer.
Very, very good. Well said, well said. That, and follow that. Look up that Mike Galloway. They've a name on it. Wyoming, that'll come up. We bash that into YouTube. They have a regular blog they make, and they're not doing it for fun. It's on the hoof, and it gives a real sense of what they're doing up there. Anyway, we'll go back 5 minutes past the hour. this will fit in. This is the Max Kaiser program of a few months back, following up on that Ralph Nader expose on John M. Barnett and Kaiser and his wife Stacey. She's a fantastic financial journalist. He's a bit too sneering for me, Kaiser. But anyway, he worked in Wall Street for years. He knows what he's talking about. The great thing about the Kaiser report is the people he... It's 28 minutes. The last four, it's divided into the second half. He brings on fantastic guests, really good, and one of the best ever economists. That word is a hateful word, but one of the best economists ever, and please seek him out. Steve Keen from Australia on the Max Kaiser program and his work. That's a guy who's right on the money. Absolutely spot on. No doubt about it. But anyway, Mike has it there. We'll play this entire piece. It's only 25 minutes in total. It'll fit in, run down to the bottom of the hour. Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert describing the financial vandalizing of Boeing. And we'll go with it now, okay?
Hi, I'm Max Kaiser. This is the Kaiser Report. You've heard that expression, poop floats. Reminds me of Davos. At the top of the world are a bunch of billionaires floating. Stacey.
Well, in fact, there are 2,153 billionaires, and they hold more than 4.6 billion people combined. That came out right when 119 of those billionaires, close to 10%, were meeting up in Davos last week. And not much happened there to warrant their getting so much attention. But we're going to pay some attention to them. Founder of world's largest hedge fund says cash is trash as the Dow soars to records. Ray Dalio says at World Economic Forum 2020, investors should be buying this market rather than seeking safety in cash.
That's what Ray Dalio says.
Yes.
Okay, it should be pointed out that Ray Dalio almost lost money last year. He was within 0.25% of generating a losing year. His expertise as a money manager is in question. So I'm not sure why anyone would listen to Ray Dalio for the first point I'd like to make. Second of all, if he thinks cash is trash, then why has Warren Buffett got $120 billion in cash? How come Warren Buffett's not putting that money to work? But Warren Buffett has a track record that is vastly superior to Ray Dalio. So I don't understand why he thinks we're interested in his thoughts.
He's obviously trying to justify his low returns last year. The NASDAQ was up 40%. The stock markets were up in general about 25%. He himself, his investors only received 0.25%. I don't know if that even covers all the fees they have to pay him and his crew, but he lost money. But maybe now he's capitulating. That could be a sign of his capitulating, is like, I'm going to jump into this market. Maybe he didn't believe in it because a lot of people are intellectualizing this and the Fed can't control everything. The Fed can't do this. The Fed can't do that. What he was trying to do perhaps was fight the Fed. A lot of people try to fight the Fed. Peter Schiff tries to fight the Fed. Everybody tries to fight the Fed. And the Fed loses, or the Fed wins until it will suddenly lose.
I just don't understand how can someone like Ray Dalio, in a market that's up to between 25 and 40%, not even make 0.5%. It takes a genuine amount of skill to underperform on that epic level. You know, money market fund, even at the worst money market offering rates in any bank in the country, did better than Ray Dalio last year. This is, he almost underperformed negative yielding bonds.
Maybe he is the hedge fund because Ray Dalio, of course, is worth like $10 billion, lives in Connecticut. He has Bridgewater Capital, which has tens of billions under management. Maybe he's the hedge fund that the repo market is bailing out. Nobody knows why the Fed is intervening in the repo market. They did suggest while Davos was going on that they might actually start lending cash directly to hedge funds. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe that's the quid pro quo for him. That's why he's up there saying, don't fight the Fed, people. Don't do it. I tried and I lost. You know, like maybe he's up there now championing the Fed, telling people to get into this market at all-time highs. And, you know, he's changed his tune.
Well, he wrote a book. I think it was last year, called Principles. And in this book, he lists like 100 or 150 of his principles of how he became so successful as a money manager, yielding virtually zero results. So I think the first principle anyone should understand when talking about Ray Dalio is don't listen to Ray Dalio. That's principle number one. If you buy his book, you could use it as a doorstop or maybe kindling wood, but it has no practical value as a source of information. It's plagiarizing Aristotle from 2,700 years ago, for one thing, and it's just a lot of verbiage. I mean, it's a lot of words. It's a word salad meaning nothing.
Well, you know who does get celebrated by the markets, by market commentators, by the likes of CNBC, is Jack Welch. Now, Jack Welch, of course, ran General Electric from 1981 to 2001. The stock price increased by 4,000% under him, but it was a one-time trick. Everybody is now trying to copy him. Of course, what he did is just hollow out General Electric. General Electric used to be an amazing American corporation that built this country, turned us into an industrial powerhouse, amazing engineering. Well, he came up with the clever idea of getting rid of all the expertise, getting rid of technology, getting rid of manufacturing, getting rid of all the stuff that Germany now controls, essentially, and just turning the brand and the value of the company, turning it into a derivative, essentially, hollowing out the company, turning it into a financial organization instrument. And, of course, the stock did go up 4,000%, and now it's down, 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 down. But many of the people at Boeing, I learned, they were trained by Jack Welch. So when you look at these planes falling out of the sky, and you look at this nonstop disaster after disaster they keep on revealing about how the 737 MAX just can't be brought back into operation. It probably never will, because apparently it's not even designed to fly. Only the software enables it to fly. Anybody who has a computer at home or a smartphone, why would you ever want to trust software, right?
No, it flies in a simulator on a video game. But it doesn't fly with real planes going through space, through the sky.
Yes.
Right? So you wouldn't get on a physical plane, a Boeing physical plane, to get to point A to point B, because the software is only good for a video game. It's good for your kid on this little video gaming device, but it's not for humans to be in a plane. That's not, you know, there are a lot of people that left General Electric to went on to become executives at other companies with that philosophy of just gut the company as much as you can to make yourself as rich as possible. You know, that's why they call General Electric Jack's Madrasa. It's Jack's Madrasa. That was his little school of thievery over at their General Electric.
In fact, David Calhoun, the new CEO of Boeing, was trained under Jack Welch. So here we're going to look at a headline from WallStreet.com. After blowing $43 billion on share buybacks in 6 years, Boeing scrambles to borrow $10 billion on top of the $9.5 billion credit line in October to fund its 737 MAX fiasco. The first thing to know about Boeing's mad scramble to line up $10 billion or more in new funding via a loan from a consortium of banks on top of the $9.5 billion credit line it obtained in October last year, efforts to somehow get through its cash flow nightmare caused by the 737 MAX fiasco, is that the company blew, wasted, and incinerated $43.4 billion to buy back its own shares since June of 2013, having become a master of financial engineering instead of aircraft engineering. So these right. Jack Welch acolytes who were brought into Boeing since 2011, which was when they
right,
first...
Let me explain this. Hand me that prop for a second. I'll use this. Okay, so Boeing becomes a pass-through mechanism, right? So they buy back their own stock with cheap money from the Fed. And it goes through the company ostensibly to help the company, but it's not. It's disenfranchising the company. And then on the other side of the executives who are getting that money from the Fed directly into their pocket, they use the company as a pass-through mechanism. And what happens is it leads to incredible malinvestment. So Boeing now is no longer a viable company. So bad, in fact, that and the debts are so onerous, in fact, that even money at 0% is not going to help them recapitalize this garbage company now, Boeing, that's worthless. Essentially, it's insolvent. And so what do you do now? Because there are a lot of companies in the S&P 500, zombie companies, that are like this. The executives stole all the equity through a pass-through of cash from the Fed at 0% interest rates disguised as stock buybacks. And now they're just the walking zombie. And it's all fun and games. There are no victims, according to Eric Holder. But if you're in a Boeing plane and you fall out of the sky and now you're dead, Eric Holder, I would say that's a victim.
So I'm going to compare two charts. Here's General Electric. This is about when Jack Welch was brought in. This is what he did. Remember back in the 90s, you'll remember him on the front of all those Fortune, Forbes. He was hailed as the great savior of America. He was the champion. He was like as great as Warren Buffett. He was like the man, right? And this is the company ever since. And they've received bailout after bailout. They received bailouts during the 2008 financial crisis. Here's Boeing. 2011, you know, is when they brought in the 737 MAX as a response to Airbus outcompeting them. Here is when investors started rewarding them for turning into financial engineering. From 2016 to 2017, they fired 8,000 employees at the company, including 1,332 engineers. And look what, of course, happened to the stock price. Investors tell you, yeah, keep doing this. Get rid of those engineers. They cost too much. It's too slow. We want results this day, today, within the hour. We want the stock price to keep on going up. And of course, it did keep on going up. But eventually, of course, if you don't have engineers, then you can't design and engineer a plane to fly in the sky.
Right. The barbarians and the vandals have penetrated the enterprise that was once called the United States of America. And they can't print this garbage fiat money quick enough, just like the Roman Empire started clipping their silver coins and they couldn't afford to pay their soldiers anymore. And you had a collapse of that empire and you went into the Dark Ages. Yeah. America is clipping coins by printing money to give the barbarians, the executives at Boeing and General Electric and the S&P 500, inflated, worthless money so they could go out and live somewhere else overseas, not in the putrid, collapsed shell of a country once known as America. And this is not going to end well. This is just the beginning.
Boeing used to be at least over 7% of U.S. exports, so they're very important to the U.S. Now it's a shambles. And you mentioned the debt. The second thing to know about Boeing's mad scramble to borrow another $10 billion is that it already has a huge amount of debt and other liabilities, that its total liabilities, $136 billion, exceeds its total assets of $132 billion by about $4 billion as of September 2019, meaning that it has negative net equity, that the share buybacks have destroyed its equity, which is what share buybacks do to the balance sheet.
Pass through. Free money goes to the executives. The company is collapsed under a shell of its own debt. Right. It's what we saw Philip Green do with Topshop in the UK 5 or 6 years ago. He loaded a company up with $1 billion, took it out, lives in Monaco, and Topshop's down. Right. This is invented by the leveraged buyout in England, 50 years ago. And now it's the end game.
Yeah, but that's just clothing. That's just retail. Here is the heart of any giant industrial power. Is manufacturing, is this, to have that technological know-how, to get rid, there's 1,332 engineers that were fired, disappeared. What are they doing now? But they're probably working in China and building China's new competitor to Boeing, because if you don't have this technological know-how, financial engineering cannot replace that. And that's why, you know,
right. So
Donald
Trump
didn't talk about that.
The debt exceeds the equity. They're technically insolvent. The stock is zero today. It's worth zero. If you went out there and tried to sell Boeing today, you would get nothing for it. It's worth nothing. But it's kept alive by the central bank, who is in the service of fiat currency terrorists, right? In my view, these are the terrorists, as I've said many times. I mean, people would argue with me, but give me your arguments, and I will shoot them down because you're wrong. And we've got to take a break. When we come back, much more coming your way after this. Welcome back to the Kaiser Report. I'm Max Kaiser. Time now to go to Mark Yusko of Morgan Creek Capital. He's one of the earliest, if not the earliest, money manager to get his clients into Bitcoin. Mark, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
All righty. I got to ask you some market-related questions here, since you're such an expert and whatnot. The New York Fed has been intervening in the repo market since the...
Okay, very good. Yeah, I should give better instruction to Mike on that. I'm involved in so much stuff, but that's it. He's covered it on that one. For a minute there, I thought I was on the wrong clip. But yeah, so Boeing has been engineeringly vandalized. Shocking. And you heard Stacey refer to, they have now financially wrecked the company and engineering-wise. But anyway, we go to this break and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're back in. We got through those faster than I thought, but that's fine. The clips shouldn't be too long on a program for people to take in the information, but that's just touching the surface of what's going on in Boeing. I mean, imagine a flagship company, an absolutely iconic company, being publicly, illegally there, but in public view, being engineering-wise vandalized. That was Laura Barnett, and I heard another interview of his first, and he's so civil and polite, that guy. His life was destroyed for doing a high-quality job, 32 years experience, 32 years, in a top engineering company, a quality control guy, and to hear him say that, he'd go and check that a certain safety device and a piece of equipment was put on the plane according to the paperwork. He goes and finds that the item is still on the shelf in the parts department. I worked in VW parts. I know how technical things are even in cars. But, wow. And the vile management mentality, oh, get it done, get it done, get it out. But the Max is now grounded. And this is all about the Dreamliner plant they built in South Carolina. There's now, I did the check on it from other interviews, 900 of those Dreamliners flying around, and 300 or 400 of them are approaching the eight-year barrier of safety where the parts are going to fail. And they could be dropping out of the sky. So Boeing, the buyback, was £55 billion worth of debt to buy back the shares It's a financial wreck, an engineering wreck, and it'll go for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That'll be just part one. And then what is Trump going to do about it then? They're going to have to sell it to an airline. Obviously, we can't give it to Airbus, but that'll be a crushing monopoly worldwide. But even the competition that Airbus needs is being removed because they've just got a clear street ahead of them. But as they refer to in that interview, the Chinese, when they recover from this virus, coronavirus, and the Asians, they will come up number one. To buy it. So how I don't know how they're going to cope with that. I just really do not know. But it's beyond words. But we'll follow this up, I'm sure, in RBN, and certainly I will on my program. When I'm back on air on the 14th, and not on tomorrow night, Ken will do a repeat. But when I'm back on, at least I'll be back on fiber optic, which I'm expecting great things of, where I'm moving to out west. But it's been some 2 months for me. I won't spiel my problems out. But the weather here has been horrendous. Since September, it's been raining, and four floods in this region. And Britain now is going to be, for the first time in its life, separate from world events, under strain for food. Only 60% sufficient in food, and 25% of the extra comes in from Ireland. But Ireland got the same tranche of weather. But there again, in Ireland, the rivers have been dredged for 50, 60 years. We have an appalling government department here, the Department of Environment, a bunch of absolute paper-pushing tossers who walk around in Gore-Tex suits, and they don't dredge or drain the rivers here, right? The worldwide company, which is owned by Anglo-American Tarmac, they build most of the motorways here. They, 30 years ago, give an example of a lunacy here in this country, offered to dredge the two main rivers that run through the Midlands and down from Wales, right around the Midlands and out to the Bristol Severn estuary. The Severn and the Wye were flooding in normal times. And Tarmac offered to dredge them and dredge them down, in some places, 60 feet, and for nothing, if the local authorities would give them the gravel that's in these rivers, which is, they know from surveying how much gravel there is, and would it suit exactly their road building activities and cement making, etc. And the morons in Hereford, and there's a problem there. Inbreeding is a problem in this area, I don't mind telling you. They said, oh, what will we do with the fish? Well, you could net the fish out and put them in the radar reservoir, which are two fantastic reservoirs which feed the Midlands, etc. But that's the type of lunacy. They passed up a massive opportunity, and they're not going to be asked a second time. But the carry-on of the local authorities here and this the politicians, well, God help us, who none of them come from practical backgrounds. I've worked in engineering, civil engineering in Canada. I was part of building the Old Man River Dam. And my big boast is that I was involved in compaction and reinstatement, and in for the Dewey Company in Alberta. And that's a project, will you hear this, isn't my post. That's a project, a civil engineering project that came in on time and under budget. How many projects have you heard that happened? So that's my claim to fame. I was involved with the left side of the dam and that reinstatement, the compaction and all that. But anyway, that was, we'll probably go to the bottom of the outbreak soon, and then I have some other bits and pieces to play for you. But they're crucial pieces of what is going on. And that's what my life is based on, defining what is. No dogma, just as I quote a guy, a fantastic businessman in Britain who's dead now, John Harvey Jones, great guy. Used to go into troubled companies and sort them out. And his attitude was, grab a problem by the throat and solve it with common sense and application. Great guy, really fantastic guy. We've an equivalent guy to him now, Alan Sugar, who I have great respect for. But anyway, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes. Okay.
Took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little...
Okay, very good. Simon and Garfunkel, I think. Okay. Right, you are. I've sent actually a wrong clip to Mike there, sorry. What I've sent is just a clip. The attachment wasn't on it. Just so much stuff to do here. I've sent a guy I've been using recently, quite a lot of my program, Plain Clips, Steve Turley. He does 10-minute pieces, very concise. And what he does overall is he's tracking the revival in Christian principles and conservative values right across the world. And I'm surprised, as much as I think I know, and I'm involved with a lot of stuff, I'm surprised. He's producing hard evidence of surveys and how it's turning in actual votes in the ballot box. And it's massive. And he's saying that the left will die out because they don't have children to any degree, and they're such appalling abortionists. But he's very, very good overall. I hard to fault him. Some things he exaggerates, but he's a young guy. He's very good, very entertaining. He's a doctor of divinity. He's a good Christian. He's not a Bible thumper. That's the great thing about him. But he's very good. And he's a guy who played Ricky Gervais's thing. That's been pulled, by the way. Who's sent me that? That's been pulled off the internet. Ricky Gervais' trashing of Hollywood. But anyway, Steve, Mike has it there. This is Steve Turley doing a 10-minute piece on the abuse of Greta Thunberg by her family and by the media. It's about 11 minutes, and there may be an ad in it I didn't strip out, but that was not. It's only about his books he's selling. Steve Turley on Greta Thunberg, if Mike has that clip there. Okay.
Gang, a new memoir by Greta Thunberg's mother reveals the horrific extent left-wing activists have exploited this young girl. We're going to take a look at what the memoir reveals about Greta's condition and how more and more pundits are openly admitting that the left-wing's deliberate exploitation of Greta borders on nothing short of child abuse. Stay tuned. Greetings, everyone. Dr. Steve here. It's absolutely wonderful to be with you as always. A super happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. If this is your first time here on this channel, we post two videos a day analyzing current events in line with some super awesome conservative trends so you can live in the present in light of even better things to come. So if you haven't already done so, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It'd be an absolute privilege to have you as a regular part of this channel where we together each and every day get to celebrate the inevitable collapse of left-wing globalism and the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age. Before we get into really some pretty horrific revelations about Greta and the left-wing exploitation of her, make sure to download your free gift, which we just put together for you. We're calling it our Fake News Antidote, which is a compilation of about 20 sites that I go to from my news each and every day. And you can download it completely free at the link down below in the pinned comment section. I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's a really good resource with links to all the sites. I think you're going to love it. And finally, let's give a huge shout out to the sponsors of this video. That's our good friends over at PatriotRates.com. Now, how many of you out there are tired of paying simply too much for auto health and life insurance? Well, stop. I mean, just stop. Cut your insurance rates substantially and save big with our good friends over at PatriotRates.com. They're an American insurance company that you can trust, owned by veterans. Patriot Rates sources competitive pricing on auto, health, life insurance, and they'll always have your back when it comes to finding the best quote to fit your needs. So make sure to click on the link below and visit PatriotRates.com for a free quote on auto, health, and life insurance, and stop paying for overpriced insurance. Click on that link below today. All right, let's dive in here. The Washington Examiner has published some excerpts from a new memoir by the mother of the extreme environmental activist, Greta Thunberg, that really details just how evil left-wing activists are in deliberately and callously exploiting Greta. Now, if you're a regular to this channel, you'll know that while we have a lot of fun mocking and ridiculing the whole Greta phenomenon, I mean, how could you not if you think it through? Just take the San Francisco mural alone, right? That crazy, 80-foot-high mural on the side of a building in San Francisco that looks more like Vladimir Putin than anything else. Just that alone is worthy of mockery. We don't so much, and we've mentioned this, we don't so much mock Greta as mock the movement she's become the representative of. We remain unintimidated by the radical left's attempt to create a human shield that's somehow immune from criticism and scrutiny so that she could say anything no matter how wacky or extreme, and because of her age or her condition, we're not allowed to call out the absurdity of those beliefs or those statements or those platforms and the like. So we have no problem mocking this movement of which Greta is the primary representative, a movement that includes so-called artists that create some of the creepiest murals ever painted on the side of a building. But having said all that, you know, I have to say, when you read these excerpts from Greta's mother, and we'll have to get into that in a moment, but it really brings home just how evil the left wing, the worldwide left wing, really is. All right, here is the gist of the memoirs. Greta's got issues. All right, we all know that. You all know that. According to her mom, prior to entering the public spotlight, Greta suffered from depression. She suffered from eating disorders. She suffered from alarming weight loss. She was eventually diagnosed with autism and obsessive compulsive disorder. And so, when she went to school one day and saw a documentary on environmentalism, I mean, she freaked out. She became obsessed and radically myopic with the notion that the world was falling apart, that we were in just this midst of an ecological catastrophe that we wouldn't be able to recover from in a matter of just a few years, and we gotta save the planet. So left-wing activists began devising ways in which they could use her public passion, her passionate obsession, to their advantage. And so despite knowing that she had issues, left-wing activists deliberately decided that the benefits that she would bring to the movement far outweighed the risks of doing further damage to her, both emotionally and physically. And, you know, they justified it in saying that they would, you know, they'd successfully turn her into a kind of environmentalist saint, you know, get her nominated for the Nobel Prize, all that kind of stuff. She can hang around with all these Hollywood activists. So that's the way these activists seem to justify their blatant exploitation of this girl's issues. And, you know, it all came to a fore at the United Nations Environment Conference and her now infamous "How dare you" speech, right? We did a video that I'll link down below for you as well on how over 250 news outlets and journalists partnered with Columbia University's School of Journalism to intentionally shape control of what they referred to as their climate crisis coverage in the lead up to the United Nations Climate Conference last year in New York when Greta spoke. The partnership was called Covering Climate Now, and central to this control was coordinating their coverage of events leading up to the conference, as well as the speakers involved, so as to provide a consistently left-wing monopoly over all information surrounding the conference, even inserting so-called climate news in otherwise completely unrelated stories. Now, some of the big names that were involved in this conference were CBS, Bloomberg, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, Daily Beast, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, Slate, Vanity Fair, if you can believe it, even the Weather Channel. And as the Daily Caller notes, this coordinated activism among journalists intentionally fabricated a hero, a megastar, a saint. And that, of course, was none other than Greta Thunberg. The whole purpose of lionizing Greta was to galvanize American support for the radical policies being advocated by these environmental activists disguised as journalists. And so this is why if you type in Greta's name in Google and scroll down, say, the first 5-6 pages, all you will see is fawning, hero-worshipping article after article after article. And what we have to realize is that this was coordinated. This was intentional, which, of course, means that we're not looking at news. We are staring straight into the face of blatant left-wing propaganda. And so, needless to say, there's been a growing backlash against Greta Thunberg almost from the very beginning. Jake Novak over at CNBC made this argument literally on the day that Greta gave her "How dare you" speech. He noted that from the very moment she entered the world stage, there were a number of people who were not seeing Greta Thunberg as the new Mother Teresa in the environment. In fact, quite the contrary. They were seeing an indoctrinated child who's being cruelly coerced and exploited and manipulated by adults who are using her as a human shield, effectively deflecting, you know, any form of valid critique or criticism. That's precisely how President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have talked about Greta. Putin came out and said publicly that Greta was being manipulated and used by some what he called very, very evil adults. She's a misguided girl who's being exploited by some pretty horrific people. And this Washington Examiner piece says it best. Despite all the trauma and troubles that Greta had gone through as a young child, left-wing activists have deliberately and intentionally subjected her to a worldwide media frenzy. They had no problem exposing her to the nasty cruelty of social media fame, and they threw her into the top levels of political debate, which is, if you think it through and what it involves, is absolutely unconscionable. It's bad enough to subject any person Greta's age to the public scrutiny associated with being the leader, I mean, the actual leader of a political movement, let alone a radical one. But it's even worse to subject someone with clearly documented severe mental health issues to this treatment, all for the sake of political advantage. So the Washington Examiner said it best. They came out, that borders on nothing short of child abuse, plain and simple. Now, with the concerns of her mother's memoir duly noted, we still have to wonder about Greta's parents' role in all of this. They appear to have been active agents in turning her into this radical environmentalist activist and worldwide spokesperson. So while admittedly I don't really know all the details of the facts when it comes to her parents' involvement or cooperation, all of this, it at least appears that her mother's memoirs may be equally indicting of herself in all of this. Parents should be protecting their children, not allowing them to be exploited. So the tragic fact in all this really is that the left wing is prone to exploitation. This is the bigger picture. You see, conservatives believe that human beings have what we call intrinsic value. Okay, it means that every single human person is endowed with innate dignity and worth. This is why we're pro-life. So in the biblical tradition, this stems from the fact that God created all things good. And therefore, all things, especially humanity, is the crown jewel of God's creation. All things are endowed with an inherent meaning and purpose and integrity that can't be denied to them without denying the very source of that meaning, purpose, and integrity. But that's precisely what left-wing liberals do. Left-wing liberals are, by definition, liberals because they want to be emancipated and freed and liberated from silly superstitious traditions like that. So instead, for left-wing liberals, human beings don't have intrinsic worth. Humans instead have what we call pragmatic value. Human beings fundamentally have no inherent value or worth. That's why you're allowed in liberalism to abort the child in the womb. The baby has no intrinsic value apart from the value the mother of the child chooses to impart to it. And that's what's known as pragmatic value. Things have value only in terms of the value that the liberal imparts to them. This is why left-wing liberalism is so prone to manipulating and exploiting human beings. They have no value apart from the value liberals choose to give to them. And no one, it appears, no one has been more of a victim of that than none other than Greta Thunberg. Now, before you go, I just uploaded a great video on Super Tuesday. In the
Okay, very good. Very, very good. You put it pretty well. But no, just watch out for on YouTube. Doctor, he calls himself Dr. Steve Turley. He's a doctor of divinity. He is very good. I can't fault him. He's very, very good, and he puts together packs in an awful lot into 10 minutes, which is very good. When I get on fiber optic cable in a few days' time, I will be able to delete the ads and things and send it to Ken and to Mike and things like that, and we won't have to listen to these their own internal ads. But some of them, it works easy at the very beginning, but he's inclined to embed ads in that. But he's very good, Thurley. He has a fantastic grip of American politics, British, European, and Brexit. He's one of the pioneers who really put out good stuff on Brexit. And he was absolutely overjoyed on that famous date, December 12th, when Boris Johnson won a whacking majority, 90-seat majority, and the Remainers were wiped out. Wiped out. It gave a morale boost to me, who's been 20 odd years in that. I was involved in the Keep the Pound campaign, Get Britain Out of the European Union. The two founding principles of the UKIP, United Kingdom Independence Party, was keep the pound, which we did, and get out of the European Union, which we did. Mission accomplished. And then Farage formed the Brexit Party at the right time and got the majority of seats in the European Union, which really put the wind up the European Union and the Tory Party. And then he still had 350 candidates ready to go. He stood down 317 of them, so as the Tory party wouldn't be bashed, and he ran with about 60-80. Okay, didn't get any seats, but he was the key man. For a man who's never been elected to the Westminster Parliament, he has single-handedly delivered Brexit. I mean, Boris Johnson has to acknowledge that. Okay, Boris came late to the event, etc., etc., but that's what happened. But getting back to Greta Thunberg, the poor little Greta, she's a lovely little person, but I've said this early on, don't attack Greta. She's being manipulated. And she can read out speeches, but she can't take questions. You can see she's a difficulty speaking to issues, and she's usually on a panel with four or five people, and she kicks the ball to somebody else. But when she went, I said this before, when she went to Alberta, lived in Alberta for a year or more, they're very practical, down-to-earth people in the province of Alberta. The universities were fawning all over, absolutely worshipping her like the coming of God. But the people of Alberta are highly organized in Calgary, I think it was. It's an oil and gas state, absolutely, and it's a pretty big agricultural state as well. And they're the only province of America, Britain, that And there's no rats in Alberta, right? They were annihilated. They got rid of all rats, especially the grain elevators. There's no rats. But they're able to do practical things. But the people of Alberta paraded in front of the university with oil tankers and different things and fuel bunker vehicles. And the banners that said, "We are a carbon state. We're not going to live in trees in a treehouse." And they said, basically told her, speaking to her argument, to F off. And it was very good. It was very well covered by even the mainstream media in Canada, which is a bit sick as well. And Rebel Media, which is Ezra Levant, covered it as well. But anyway, we go to this break and then we'll be back for the last few minutes of the program in a few minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, very good, and we're coming back in. Our system is working very well here. Mine's not working fully today, but hope you found those clips relevant and interesting and up to the minute. But one of the background things about the Greta Thunberg thing, considering she had the world's media behind her, the mainstream media, the BBC, most people have cottoned on to to what this is about. They don't have any aggro towards her, which is the right thing, but that this is a scam argument all to soften us up or beat us up, whichever way you want to look at it, to accept carbon taxes. That's the whole game being played here. And most people, I'm amazed on this, considering something get totally wrong, propagandized by the mainstream media, and they have control of it on the lies end of it. But most people smile and say, oh yeah, Greta, look, Greta, and they see what's going on here. And as the mainstream media is getting stronger, even though the horrendous difficulty individuals like IBM have to stay on air, but I do notice that in conversation, because there's three or four parallel organizations on the ground here. Extinction Rebellion, they're mostly geriatrics who are reliving their lives. They might have been young hippies when they were young, but they're mostly in their 70s and 80s now. I was at a meeting of one of them, and it was embarrassing. Well, very revealing for me here in this town in Royal Palace, but in Wales. But they're total geriatrics, and they want to break the law, and they think they're pioneers of informing the public about the climate emergency. They're actually going around these local authorities in Wales and in Britain, and get the councillors to declare a climate emergency, which I don't know what they're going to do to follow up on. They think they've achieved a greatness, you know. And I was at the meeting, and it was about 60 at the meeting, and I said, this one was spieling on absolutely new age crap, and I said, put my hand up and say, oh yes, question. I said, tell me, will you define the climate emergency? And I struck her to the floor. She looked around the room for assistance. She, like, how could you? Like, I was questioning her beliefs, and she couldn't do it. Meaning that the entire world was in a climate emergency for years and years and years, and whether you want to declare it and do something about it. I mean, laughable. But all of this is embedded in the Climate Action Plan. Deborah Devere said the last time she's on that, for, it has been on for a year, Michael, we're coming on now in 2 weeks' time. She's been quite ill, actually, but she's recovered because she chemtrailed to death where she's living. She weathered out the wildfires. She lives near Bohemian Grove in California. And I don't know why she's done that. I told her to get the hell out of there years ago and go to Montana, but there you are. The Climate Action Plan is all part of what local forests do. They haven't one whit of an original idea of a climate and anything like I highlighted here. They don't dredge the rivers in Britain. They watch them flooding, and they build flood barriers. There's appalling morons in the environment agencies, and none of them ever. I have a practical background in farming and in mechanical stuff and in Volkswagen, and I did work on civil engineering in Canada to some degree, but they have no history. It's their academic New Age posturing tossers in the Department of Environment Britain, and the flooding recently of the Severn in Worcester, which gets flooded every year, and the floodplain. But something like 42% of all houses in Britain are on a floodplain. Can you believe that? So getting insurance for this is becoming impossible. Anyway, I'll be back live on the 14th, Saturday the 14th, with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.